This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hi, this is Celia Kutcher, host of Animal Instinct, and you are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
A return to the scene of the crime.
I love it.
We're going to get busted one of these days, Zaremba.
Busted for what?
It's CSI just sort of lingering at the outskirts of Roberta's, waiting for us to come back to commit yet another radio felony.
It's good to be back in the cabin.
Well, I can't believe this is about as many people as we've had here before. This is a superstar, a cavalcade of stars. A
Mike cavalcade Edison, of superstars. Cavalcade of stars. In Roberta's.
I'm waiting for some of that Gemini era humor of
Mercury capsule.
Some sort of joke about a talent show that no one remembers.
Battle of the Network Stars?
Oh, before that, Ted Mack.
The Ted Mack Comedy Hour. I was trying to a Jack Parr joke would be about Parr for the course.
Jack Parr. I made a Jack Parr joke because we were talking about Parian marble.
Yeah, who got that joke? Anybody?
I don't think anyone got that joke. My wife didn't even get it. So,
well, we have the full clubhouse.
Parian marble.
We've got.
You know what that's from? That you know who touched that off was our good friend Mark Adams. That crackpot
Mark Adams is still looking.
Crackpot author Mark Adams.
This is the guy who claims to have discovered Atlantis.
Yes, he does. And
you say he's a crackpot theorist. I say he's a crockpot theorist who's discovered a casserole. I am thrilled that Maggie Sirota is here with us today.
Hello.
Okay, it's 180 shows too late. I think this is a show about 180. Maggie is the managing editor of Death and Taxes, a website that everyone must read. You are the funniest person on Twitter.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I've got a total Facebook and Twitter crush on you. I've been following you for a long time, despite your fascination with Morrissey and Danzig.
Okay. Well, I got a shirt to show you.
All right, the nudity's beginning already. There we go, the Smiths.
Here we go.
And Zaremba's got a Morrissey story to tell us from his MTV days.
Oh, please. Well, okay.
Which is what followed the Ted Mack Amateur Hour.
Right, it used to come on right after Ted Mack.
So I'm sure Morrissey was very easy to work with.
Morrissey took the pain out of it because what he said was, I'll do your show only if you give me a camcorder and lock me in a room with it, and then I will give you the results.
That sounds great, sure. So he wants to do all your work for you.
He was so kind. Actually, he didn't want to even be in the presence of anyone that would be considered anyone as lowly as
him. He stinks of bacon as you do.
Bacon and normality or whatever.
This show is definitely going to be not safe for anyone. We've got also the studio. Joining us, we've got all the way from Norway.
Norway.
We've got, which sounds like the punchline to a dirty joke. Actually, it is the punchline to a very dirty joke. Yeah. But they're today's buzz band, making the rounds of CMJ. They just came from a show. They played at 1 o'clock this afternoon to impress the local rock press, such as they are. We've got Death by Unga Bunga here.
Yeah.
Okay. Death by Unga Bunga. I love it.
Thank
because
you for the canned applause.
Because I'm not going to tell the joke. That's it. Okay. Death by Unga Bunga. Either you know the joke or not. But I will tell you the punchline to another joke.
What is it?
Okay. Walk.
What is it, Mike?
Another filthy joke that I'm not going to tell.
A mushroom walks into a bar.
Oy vey.
And the bartender.
Oy vey.
It's a culinary joke. We got to tell those.
I just came from Charleston, South Carolina, celebrating a goat roast. And
you walked into a bar.
I kept trying to tell. I'm Jewish. My joke started, a guy goes to a doctor. Okay. But this is the joke ends. that when the lawyer looks at the jury and he says, a good goat will do that. But not one, no, no. See, not even the people in South Carolina raising the goats got that
joke.
Believe me, it's really filthy.
There's a very long West Indian joke.
Believe me, it's much filthier than you can imagine.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell that.
All right. Tell you what, we got the Unga Bunga guys here. You guys all got beers.
She can't get a word in edgewise.
Maggie's coughing up, but we got lots to talk about today. Maggie's going to tell us about, like, erotic Donald fiction fan porn erotica.
Whoa, okay.
All right.
A lot of adjectives. You throw a lot of words together.
Hard to believe. Some hardly get paid by the word. And I keep thinking of the more I talk, the more toppings we'll get on the pizza. But Death by Unga Bunga, you guys want to play a song?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right. Tell us. All right. Which one of your Norwegians is in charge? Tell us what we're going to hear.
Well, first we're going to play a song called I Can't Hide. And it's a jolly little tune about the days you wish you were dead.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Party!
There's something wrong with me, give me lobotomy. Oh, I fell out on the wrong side of my bed again. I can't do anything, I wanna get away. But I can't hide. I got a heartache in a stranger's bed. Sorry girl, I wish that you were someone else. I got drunk with my friends. You're just another mistake that I can't hide. Motherfucking let go. Down again. Oh, if I could find a way, I would do anything. But I can't hide that I wanna die.
That's how they do it in Norway. Like I said, a hard day's night in Norway is about 6 months of Zaremba time.
Can we actually say the F word? We didn't ask.
You sang it. That's all right.
It's art, not...
It's art. It's okay. You can say fuck as much as you want, as long as it's got the dotted eighth note, which gives it that air of sophistication. Just ask the flesh tones.
We actually said the fudge.
Zaremba, what the hell are you doing over there?
I got this device.
He's playing with his tricorder over there.
The tricorder, right. Exactly. Is this blood over here? Mike, tell us about Charleston, briefly.
Charleston.
It's dried out.
Charleston's heavy.
I asked you if it dried out, and you said, what? They drank like that.
Dried out. Jesus Christ, next to New Orleans, I've never been to a city that was more proud of its own drinking problem. Charleston was in pretty good shape, but, you know, the odd thing was we took this plantation tour, and...
Middleton Place?
Middleton Place, exactly.
Yes, lovely.
Beautiful.
Did you see any alligators?
We did see alligators. Oh, yes. It's like Versailles, underlying this whole vibe of southern beauty and tranquility and bonhomie is slaves built the fucking place. And is this like...
What, you think the guy built it himself?
And people go there to have weddings. It's like, great, I think maybe I'll have my bar mitzvah at Buchenwald. You know? Yeah. I mean, like, you know.
It's not as nice.
And then someone says to me, like, it's like, well, I've been to Auschwitz. You know, it's not so bad looking. It looks like a summer camp.
It's so bad.
It looks like a summer camp. I know, but the counselors are so mean.
The counselors are
so mean. Yeah. Very strict.
It was a camp.
Yeah. Dude, so we had a great time in South Carolina. I was with Patrick Martins, who's the founder of Slow Food USA and the founder of this radio station. And we were celebrating Goat-tober. We're into
Octoberfest.
For Heritage Food, yes. A plug for Heritage Foods. We're selling goats this month, and goat is delicious.
And you got a goat, right?
By the way.
Did you make curry?
We made goat curry. We had lamb goat. We had goat of every possible imaginable if you could do something with a goat, you know, I could do and once again, a good goat will do. Here's a punchline to another really dirty joke. Let's see if you know the joke. Okay, just a show of hands. And the punchline
is. Tell a joke.
Nah, I'm not going to tell a joke. The punchline is walk, help me find my keys, and we can drive.
Okay, I get it.
That's a joke about the woman with the world's largest vagina.
Oh.
You know that joke? I heard that joke the first time. I was like 5 years old when I heard that joke. It took me until I was almost six to figure it out.
I only know one West Indian joke about goats, and I'm not going to tell it because it's too long. And the meaning would be obscure.
So, Maggie,
save this guy. Save the show.
Like you bring me into class
save
up this
her.
Joint.
Save the show.
I want to know. I was fascinated by the political erotica that reported on. And as a former editor of Screw Magazine, We had a few things. Well, I was going to maybe read a moment of my greatest work, The Manchurian Cocksucker.
Okay, sure.
But tell me though, because the idea that the word erotica and Donald Trump can even be in the same time zone boggles the mind.
Right, because one thing you want is like that bloated red face hovering over you, like like imagine like that guy's sweat just like dripping on your face. Like, let me hit up the thesaurus to see how many ways I can describe that. No, my boss at Death and Taxes Mag, where I blog every day, just found, I guess, on Amazon, there's more than one story people have written about just imagining Donald Trump, and usually it's gay erotica. And this is a thing that kind of, yeah.
And that comes out as a surprise now?
I find
that
funny. I don't know.
Nice.
It's very funny.
But it's like, there's like this whole, like this, I don't know, this like kind of genre of Kindle single that popped up of like people self-publishing. Like there was one called Abraham Lincoln Presidential Fuck Machine where Abraham Lincoln like, you know, just like fucks a lot of people. And then for the sequel, he goes.
White people?
Probably.
He fucked the South pretty well. So.
And then he goes to Japan for the sequel, Feudal Japan, and then fucks a lot of ninjas. Then it's like, what do you do after you go to Feudal Japan? Then they send him to the moon. And I guess there are people on the moon for him to fuck. Like, I don't know if he brings the people to the moon to fuck or the... There are people there for him to fuck. Like, we've been waiting for you, Abraham Lincoln.
Like, and fucking in space.
Yeah.
This is good.
It's kind of like when they sent Leprechaun to space. Like, you know, like in the fifth or sixth movie.
Is there a mashup? Does Thomas Jefferson get to, like, fuck Lieutenant Uhuru?
Because
I would read that. I would pay money to read that.
No, I think it's just more absurd. And there's this one author that's really absurd named Chuck Tingle. And he...
Chuck Tingle?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, real name.
It's probably not his real name, but he became quote-unquote internet famous for a book called Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt. And then the like cover of the book is this bizarre Photoshop of like an ass like kind of flying in the air. And it's...
The publishing business really does. What I don't know about the publishing business will amaze you.
But it's like I feel like the like non-sexual details of the Donald Trump erotica are way more outrageous than the actual sex.
probably the same as in his real life.
Yeah. Well, it's exactly. Like there's this one of the books he just throws a journalist off an airplane, and it's like Or one where it's just the title is Donald Trump Screws America. And it's like, Donald Trump would screw America if he was president. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bernie Sanders, of course, is very little porn about him because he's a Jew.
Well, there's one where it's Donald Trump feels the burn. And the like cover is...
feels the burn.
No, he literally...
Any of you New Yorkers even get these jokes?
I think if you mix that sweat...
You guys have pornography in your country, right?
Only in Morton Henriksen's
It comes over
part. They're laughing. They know what I mean.
Yeah. We have to make our own... So.
Cavalcade Magazine, going back to 1958... Is there a reading?
We're doing a little reading here. Can you play some incidental jazz or Norwegian blues or something here, but not Norwegian wood. Because we were so ahead of our time at Screw Magazine that when the Republican convention was in town, and this was a 2004, I believe, and the weird thing is. New York City was attacked by terrorists, and everyone I know said, fuck these people. We are not bowing down. We are staying here. We are not moving. The Republicans come to town for 2 days, and everyone flees to Connecticut.
I just got back this morning.
And that's when we did our best work. We had, and I'm reading.
Is that when you did your best work?
This was my best work for Screw Magazine. In the
early, I think you better read
early
some.
From
a book that I have to say, I plug that book on almost every one of my radio shows because it has the best title of any book probably ever written.
No, that goes to the Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham
fucks Donald Trump in outer space.
Abraham Lincoln presidential sex machine.
That is so awesome.
A presidential fuck machine.
I really missed the boat on this.
Yeah. Your book is entitled I Have Fun Wherever I
Everywhere
Go.
Everywhere
I love saying that.
But so our best work, which I was talking about, was our patriotic broadside for the 2004 Republican National Convention, which was held in New York City at Madison Square Garden. The mecca of professional wrestling, by the way. Pizza Rambo.
I know. Oh, that I've been there.
Right up the street from our office.
Used to be Sunnyside Gardens.
So we put it on the big, with this big headline and said, John Kerry is a big homo. And we screamed it out. And then right underneath we wrote, screw sells out, welcome Republicans. Because you figure that all of these out-of-town swine were big money pervs, and it was going to be a big boom time for our advertisers. This is Screw Magazine, of course, which meant chicks with dicks, enema specialists, discipline freaks, cross-dressers, and all the other hard-to-find indulgences that right-wing moralists go for the second they get to town. But this is the best part. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Bossa Nova.
Yeah. Little Bossa Nova beat works for me. I blame it on the Bossa Nova every time.
It's very sensual.
Okay, but our best work was a spirited 4-page eyepopper, which we called the Manchurian Cocksucker, which showed John Kerry filleting George Bush under the Yale University Skull and Bones logo, with the word balloon in Bush's mouth that read, mission accomplished.
Oh, Jesus.
Also featured were Arnold Schwarzenegger. I got an oh, Jesus from Maggie Sirota. This is awesome. I'll take that as approval. And out of the words coming out of Bush's mouth, it said, mission accomplished. Also featured were Arnold Schwarzenegger terminating Ralph Nader's consumer-friendly, ultra-liberal bunghole, fat-ass Bolshevik muckraker Michael Moore spilling his seed, and Fox Newsboy Bill O'Reilly's craggly face. One more compromising picture of our fearless leader, President Bush, this time being terrorized, but gently, by ass bandit at large, Osama bin Laden, and future Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, her martini glass tits chilling in the breeze. I'm gonna leave it right there.
Okay.
But I gotta tell you, though, you know, after doing Screw for all those years, I never know when I've gone too far. But I got an oh, Jesus from Maggie Sirota.
Well, I was thinking about, like, the imagery between Kerry and Bush, and it's probably not... I mean, I don't know if it's any more depraved than what actual Skull and Bone members did during their initiations.
Well, exactly.
We'll
just tell the truth.
I mean, everyone knows what Skull and Bone members did to initiation. Right?
Tell us.
Oh, the coffin ritual? Everyone knows the coffin ritual.
The coffin ritual?
What else?
Oh, no, the coffin ritual is when's...
Is there Unga Bunga? Is there death by Unga Bunga in the coffin?
Well, I'll let you decide. So, a well-known initiation ritual for Skull and Bones at Yale was that you lay in the coffin, I think, naked while your kind of brothers are around you.
They
and masturbate. And no, you masturbate in front of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
So,
okay,
like,
tell us something unusual.
So that's what George W. Bush did.
And John Kerry.
And John Kerry.
And this is different from a cabinet meeting, how?
Exactly.
Well, it's... I mean, I guess the news about David Cameron came out about the rituals like he did in
he stuck his dick in like a pig's mouth.
But, well, that is way less disturbing than the initiation rite where he had to burn a 50-pound note in front of a homeless person. Like,
oh, man.
You know what I mean? Like that, I find like disgusting. Where the pig stuff is just like college idiots being idiots.
How you death by Unga Bunga guys enjoying like the class system we have here
this
in America?
Like,
I didn't know anything about America before I came here.
Oh,
to this
come
show,
now!
So
you
now
saw
this,
you yeah. saw us on television. Norway is like a cemetery for old American television programs. Yeah. You guys are probably sitting around watching.
That's
I Dream
not
of
true.
Genie.
They make their own shows like Lilyhammer.
Yeah,
which we steal and remake.
What American TV shows have like filtered over to you guys right now?
All of them.
Really?
Oh yeah, everything. Yeah.
Married with Children is my favorite.
Wow. You're just getting that now, huh?
Getting that nice 80s backlash against feminism.
Yeah. Christina Applegate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Mike is expecting.
You realize she's like 96 years old now, right?
No, she is not.
she is not.
Listen, I think it's great that the cast of Married with Children have all come out of it with like amazing careers.
Yeah.
I mean, Katie Sickles like amazing as a producer. I mean, their biker show is a little rough sometimes, but she looks
amazing.
Her performance is amazing. She is by far the star of that show.
And she seems like a cool lady. Like, I've listened totally to cool. Yeah. Like, she was a singer back in the day.
Right. She was like Linda Ronstadt's backup singer. And she came up through that. Ed O'Neill.
She's got a younger husband, you know? Like, good for her.
Wait, is that?
Yeah, Kurt Sutter, the creator of the show, is her husband.
But he's younger. And you find that's important, how, Maggie? Feminist that you are?
I think it's great. Good for girlfriends getting hers.
You were expecting me to say something about, like, Bachelor's Father or something
that,
right?
Well, I love the idea of women being sexually, as older women. It's revolutionary. Like, being, sex symbols at an older age.
Cooging is revolutionary?
No. Well,
the problem with I'm so old that all my older...
How old are you, Mike?
All my older women fantasies involve women much younger than me.
What do you got? Anyway, what are you drinking there, Mike?
I'm drinking an old fashioned, the old fashioned way.
I had to slip that in. Jim Backus.
You got that one, Maggie?
It's a mad, mad world.
Yeah.
and the Unga Bunga guys are just looking around saying, this country, America, it's like, it's so fucked.
Mike,
it's weird.
I didn't know this show has gotten a little blue, and I think I got to reel it in and get serious.
I had to go to
the doctor's office
this week.
You know, so I'm waiting there, and then I said, what's going on? I'm waiting so long, and the receptionist says, well, the doctor can't see you now. So I'm sitting there like 45 minutes. So I walk over and I put my ear to the door, and then I hear this woman's voice inside the office. She's saying, doctor, kiss me, So I said, what's going on in there, And the doctor says, I can't kiss you. You're my patient, She goes, doctor, kiss me. I said, doctor says, I can't kiss you. My ethics, you're my patient. She goes, doctor, please, I can't take it. Kiss me. And the doctor says, lady, I shouldn't even be fucking you this way.
Who told you that joke? Hippocrates?
That was a Hippocratic oath.
That's more that Mercury-era humor that we look
Mercury for. Mercury capsule era. You know what these guys play a song
come on, let's take it to the Norwegian
space program. You drag them all the way from Norway. Let them play a song.
And these guys, they just came. You played this afternoon at 1 o'clock. You played like every night this week, right?
Almost every week, yeah.
Where? Tell us.
We played Cake Shop, Union Pool. We played Otto's Shrunken Head.
Otto's Shrunken
Head. Hitting all the hot spots. And they're on their way to Newark Airport where they're going to busk for plane fare.
Yeah.
All right, what's next? What do you guys got for us?
This song is called I Can't Believe That We're Together.
Right now.
Nothing about Donald Trump getting fucked up the ass.
Oh yeah.
All right, next time. Work on that for next time.
All right.
Forever. And if I'm ever feeling blue,
Last and off here on Arts and Seizure, live in Bushwick here at Heritage Radio Network. And please remember, we are member-supported. So if you're checking out our groovy new website and it's all flashing by and you see the button that says be a member, push that damn thing. Be a member.
Be a member.
Be a member. You know, member. You know, Zaremba, if I had five members,
what,
if I had five members, my pants would fit like a glove.
If you had five members...
Maggie said, oh, follow up that
I
one,
remember all of these jokes from those gross joke books from grade school. Like when you sit with your friends and read the jokes to them, like.
Guys.
So.
Mike.
What?
Mike.
What?
Tell us a little bit more about, you know, your hometown, boss. I was going to bring some. Okay, my wife has been complaining about having a bunch of frozen. Okay, these guys are going to make a dirty joke out of it. A bunch of frozen. Boar's Head Frankfurters, very nice quality. Mm-hmm. And she also has, from her step-great-grandmother, a beautiful Norwegian waffle iron to make those little heart-shaped ones,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I know that the speciality of Moss is hot dogs and waffles.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Or wieners.
Wieners.
Yeah.
Wieners. And what do you use any condiments on those?
Well, condiments?
Yeah.
Ketchup? I didn't know it was going to be that kind of party.
Yeah, we're going blue.
Well, the classic, we call it pølse i vaffel.
Pølse, yeah.
Pølse i vaffel, yeah. Which is wiener in waffle.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
And the classic
it
one.
It just moved.
Come on. We're
relax.
I'm getting a little
the classic
excited.
Is.
Put it down, Mike.
It's just, same way as a hot dog. You can put whatever you want on it.
Lingonberry?
Yeah, of course.
Are you lingen und swingen?
I guess. I don't know. But you can also go like the hardcore way. And like,
whoa!
Now you're talking Mike.
Like waffle.
Maggie's language. Here.
Like jelly. You got the brown goat cheese.
The brown cheese.
The brown goat. Good
Wait, wait. Tell me more about this brown goat cheese.
It's delicious.
It is.
Yeah, I want to hear about this.
It tastes like caramel.
Oh, yeah?
And if you use it in gravy and sauces,
I think
perfect.
Like, I'm on my phone booking a plane to Norway. Like, where do I get this brown goat cheese?
Anywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. Okay. Yeah.
You don't have to go that far. This is a foodie central here at Heritage Heritage Radio. But I know the cheesemonger, and I know the goat dude. And
that is the weirdest brag. I know the cheesemonger.
We'll bring some next time.
Bring some next time. I'll bring the hot dogs, and I will get my...
You'll be making waffles.
To relax and allow me to use her great-grandmother's...
Heart-shaped
Norwegian
waffle maker.
Waffle maker. We'll have waffles and pulse. And,
yes.
Just like we used to do at Morton Hendrickson's.
Yeah.
House of Rock.
There's a lot of stuff going on there that we don't do.
You don't talk about.
What stays in Norway? What happens in Norway stays in Norway?
We're not allowed.
Yeah. What happens on tour goes on Facebook, so that's... Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What happens in Norway?
So, okay, so you guys came. You came to CMJ. Are you huge superstars now? Is this it? This is the opportunity you've been waiting for? You're going to go back to Norway? There are going to be people screaming at the airport, flinging heart-shaped waffles at you. Well, and brown goat cheese.
No.
No, but the thing is, when you go to America and play rock and roll... People back in Norway, they think you're superstars.
You guys are superstars.
Yeah. We are. What are you talking about,
yeah,
Sebastian?
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Liz, push the applause button so they feel big and important.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah, your songs sound fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure you killed it at CMJ. And, you know, what a great... You guys had a great trip in America. You going to come back? And
Yeah, we're coming back in March.
Coming in March.
It's like,
will we have a new president by then yet?
President President Donald Trump.
So what do you think? I think I love Trump. I hope he stays in. I'm seriously thinking about I'm a registered independent because I don't really believe in the two-party system, but I'm thinking about switching to vote for Trump in the primaries because I figure if America wants this fucking asshole, I'm exactly the kind of asshole who's going to grease the wheels. I mean, for real. Oh, so Remba's got a blues harp out.
The bane of any party, right? The guy who takes out a harmonica.
No, it's the acoustic guitar guy at the party.
Unga Bunga guys.
You know what it is?
What's the worst?
Basically, it's Mars. Basically, it's Mars.
Or the guy with
acoustic guy is the worst.
Acoustic guy's worse?
Yeah, he's worse.
Oh,
yeah.
Harmonica guy.
Yeah, that guy ruins the party. Yeah, we know.
All right, before we go, this has always been the fastest half hour on the internet.
It's too fast. I always said make it 35 minutes.
I can't drive 55, so remember. But before we go, Maggie, thank you so much for coming and joining us. If it's madness today, please come back.
Okay.
Find Maggie on Death and Taxes. Follow her on Twitter, Maggie Sroda, and on Facebook. You will be greatly rewarded. I understand Miley Cyrus tonight is going to be singing the national anthem nude at the Mets game. Did you see that?
Oh, great. That'd be great for traffic.
And I know you'll have something to say about that, with the Flaming Lips backing her up, of course.
The Flaming Lips, all right. They were on my show, too. As well as Morrissey, but I want no time. For
you are star maker, Zaremba.
I
why can't them. You do for me what you've done? For,
I was the Ted Mack of alternative.
Why
rock.
Can't you do for me what you've done for Morrissey?
I'm
in other words, leave
it.
Me in a room by myself with a camera.
why don't these guys go out with some blues songs?
All right, we're going to go out with Death by Unga Bunga. They're literally going to the airport right now, but coming back in March and. Yeah, thanks to everybody out there in Radio Land. St. Liz in the booth doing an exemplary job today. We have about 5,000 people here. That's all right, Liz. Push that button for yourself. That's right.
And then all right. Something about your charming...
Next week, I'm sure we have something crazy coming up. I know we have a kooky Halloween show coming up with our friend Kevin Mayer of Kevin Geeks Out. We've got, something about the Cramps, something about Stephen King. We've got all sorts of kooky things coming down
and
the road.
I'm going to talk about the opera next week because I didn't have a chance. There was too much going on here.
A night at the opera?
Yes, a night at the opera, exactly. Last Friday night at the opera.
All right, once again, it's Heritage Radio Network. It's Arts and Seizures. So for Pizza Around, but Maggie Sirota, Liz in the Booth, and Death by Unga Bunga. This is Mike Edison, and we'll see you next week. Can you dig it?
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.